Hey everybody, this is Corey, and this is just a quick little bonus episode of the podcast. Throughout the playoffs, we had listeners call into our voicemail line after games, and even during games, I guess, and just share their thoughts. Well, the last voicemail we included in one of our episodes was right after Game 6, and obviously a lot happened in and after Game 7 that our listeners wanted to share. And so we figured we'd turn it into a bonus episode. So I really enjoyed putting this together because we kind of go from calls right before Game 7 to a call during the rain delay and then a bunch of celebration calls. It was fun to relive those moments. And so enjoy the calls, and we will be back Sunday night with a new episode.
Oh, g'day, Cubs fans. It's Dallas from Australia. Well, I now live in Chicago, and I don't think I'll ever want to leave, but I've just left Wrigley after a great night at Sluggers with some awesome Cubs fans. The last week has just been surreal. I had a great night Friday night with Lauren and a few other Aussies in the Mercy's Bleachers. The next game, I was at Chicago Yacht Club with good friends, and then I went to a Bears game, and the Bears won, and then I managed to get tickets in the bleachers for Game 5. It was probably the greatest sporting experience I've ever witnessed. I can't believe I'm so privileged to have been in the bleachers to watch that game. Huge thanks to Danny Rocket for lining up the ticket. I threw down the cash, but it's the best money I've ever spent in my life. I just had a great night at Sluggers with awesome fans, and then walked up Clark to the marquee, and it was just absolutely electric. I just want to say we're going to do this. We're going all the way. I can't believe I'm here to share this with all of you. I feel extremely privileged. I'm very emotional right now. This is going to be one of the greatest weeks of my life, apart from being married and my children being born. I'm thrilled to be here. I love you all. The Cubs are the greatest. This is going to be something that we'll remember for the rest of our lives. Go Cubs. We've got this. I'm hugging you all. Go Cubs. Go Cubs. Yoo-hoo!
Hey, it's Joe from St. Louis. My prediction stays the same just after after Sunday night's win. One more win, boys. This is exciting. We're starting to hit. Love it. We're going to do this. Go Cubs.
Hey there, boys. This is Ronald calling up. Just wanted to say, after listening to the Game 6 post-game show, it doesn't feel good to realize that I've embodied every one of Corey's predictions. Making all these mistakes in the outfield, just as you said I would. However, between puffs on my raspberry-flavored vape pen and guzzling gallon-sized freezer-cold Mountain Dew red zones, and not to mention the fact that the spark plugs on my PT just went in the middle of the night. I mean, the weather out here dropped significantly last night. Anyway, I had this dream, as many Chisenhalls have over the years, that I was a little bit bitty baby wearing a Cubs bib, and Joe Maddon, my father, was coddling me, petting my head, and no hair, just bald little baby head, saying to me, "Don't worry, shush, Ronald, everything's going to be just fine, you just keep making mistakes, and one day you'll end up in Game 7 of the World Series." And, you know, I got to look at the positive for that. So, hold on a second. Oh, raspberry. Got to love the raspberry, boys. Anyway, hey, as Lonnie Chisenhall of the Cleveland Indians, all I can say is go Cubs.
Hey, fans. Hopefully you can hear me. This is Johnson Grand Rapids again. I'm definitely not going to do a prediction for the game because I'm still a little too nervous for this final one. Just want to get my last call in before the baseball season is officially over. And hopefully by the time I hear this, that the outcome is a positive one for our Chicago team. So, yeah, let's go Cubs, definitely. And we'll see what happens tonight.
Hey guys, this is Eric, originally from Wilmette, Illinois, but living in Richmond, Virginia right now. Was at the local Cubs-sanctioned bar in Richmond last night for Game 6. It was a great time, but I just wanted to say that as soon as Addy hit that little blooper to the outfield, and those fielders were just too busy looking at each other and at the ball. The crowd erupted, but there was only one thing anyone in the bar could hear, and that was me screaming, "Lonnie, Lonnie, Lonnie." Everyone turned around at me, and I told them they got to tune into Ivy Envy, then they'll get the inside joke. Go Cubs. Here we go. Game 7.
Well, guys, it's David in Las Cruces, New Mexico. I am currently making some macaroni during the rain delay of Game 7. This is the best World Series game and the best World Series I've ever seen. I'm going to kiss my Game 5 game ball courtesy of Tony Randazzo, the home plate umpire during Game 5, who is a family friend of ours. And whoever wins it deserves it. And I think we're going to pull it off. Go Cubs.
Go Cubs, go. Go Cubs, go. Hey, Chicago, what do you say? Cubs are world champions today. Mike from Minnesota. I'm trying so hard not to swear right now. Unbelievable. The highs, the lows. I'm on the verge of tears. Just great. So proud of the guys. Just amazing. Go Cubs, go. It was phenomenal. Unbelievable. So happy. Can't wait till next year. As you know, the Cubs always repeat as world champions, so I expect it next year too. Go Cubs, go. Awesome. The wait is over. Peace out.
What's up, guys? It's Justin in Iowa, a.k.a. A Filthy Slob on Twitter. We just won the World Series. It's amazing. Down 3-1. We come back in Cleveland. Game 7. Rain delay. 10th inning. This is just amazing. My wife's high-fiving me. I just want to say congratulations to all the Cubs fans, to you guys for putting on a great show, everybody being committed for all these years, for loving the Cubs, everybody who was like me in the 80s with the Ozzie Smith card, trying to trade it for an Andre Dawson or a Ryan Sandberg or a Mark Grace, and maybe you had to crumble up a card a little bit to lessen the value to try to trade it for some of the Cubs guys. What's up, man? That's how it is. And now, we won the World Series. We're finally champions. Hey, it feels great. What do you say? Cubs are going to win today. Go, Cubs, go. Thanks, guys, for a great show. All right, everybody, we'll see you next year.
Podcast. Hey, the Cubs just won the World Series. Can you believe it? That was a crazy-ass Game 7. I could not believe how crazy it was. I did never give up hope, though. And I thank you guys for covering the Cubs all season. You had excellent analysis, and I really enjoyed it. It was one of the first things I listened to whenever a new one downloaded. And thanks, guys. It's been great. It's been such a great season and such a good run. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And the Cubs won the World Series! Woo!
Hey, guys. This is Travis from Kentucky. Longtime listener of a couple of years. First-time caller. Man, this is the craziest thing ever. First of all, thanks to you guys for all that you do for us who aren't fortunate enough to live right in Chicago. It's great to have, content to keep up with our Cubbies. Congrats to you guys. Y'all deserve it just as much as anyone. I got to be at Game 6 of the NLCS, which was my first playoff experience in Wrigley. Best night of my life, and this is probably right up there with it. Cubs are World Series champions. Can't believe I'm saying that. This team was special. This team was built to win. And just congrats to you guys. Enjoy it. I know I am. And thanks again for all that y'all do. Bye.
Hey, guys. This is Alan from Ireland. I met you at the NLCS a couple of weeks ago. I don't even know where to begin. So for the longest time, I felt that I guess I've bypassed a lot of the pain and hurt. I've only been a Cubs fan since 2008. But I feel like, you know, I inherited it almost. And this has been the most incredible journey of my life for the last, you know, plus 4 years. I've probably watched 95% of Cubs games. That's when I actually moved here. And wow, I don't know, guys. I don't even know where to start. I've been crying for the last like 30 minutes, and I've been crying for my friends, for my friends' grandparents, for my friends' family. Fuck it. Like, oh my God, this has been incredible. Unfortunately, I'm stuck in Kalamazoo, Michigan for work, but I've been through every single emotion tonight and for the last week and a bit. This team is just incredible. There's I've been watching sport since I've been knee-high to a grasshopper, as we say. Soccer, rugby, cricket, Gaelic football, hurling, Irish sports, Olympic handball, you name it. Never, never have I seen a team that has loved each other so much. And I don't know, like, this is just incredible. Wow. Every single one of those guys, absolute incredible achievement for them, for Joe Maddon, everyone, but most like the fans. I mean, amazing. Like, you guys have helped me huge, because, you know, I'm still learning. I'm still, you know, some would say I'm still on the bandwagon, but I've definitely got emotional attachment to this team. One of the big reasons that I'm moving to Chicago in two, three weeks actually, is because of how much I love the Chicago Cubs. And it was one of the first things I did when I lived in Chicago back in 2008. And wow, I don't know. World Series champions. Sweet mother of Jesus. So when they got the 2-run homer and they equalized, I went up to the bar and I bought a glass of water. That was for my grandmother, who passed away 2 days from my wedding 2 years ago. And I got a glass of Jameson for my grandfather, who used to actually deliver Jameson and Guinness between Cork and Dublin back in Ireland. So I left them at the bar and said a wee prayer. And I'm convinced that the prolonged period of us not having a clue what's going on was a result of neither of them having a clue about baseball. So I apologize if my praying to them resulted in a bit of a what the hell is going on here, but they came through in the end. Wow. I don't know. This is like the best night of my life. This is better than Man United winning in soccer. This is better than my home city winning in like Gaelic football. This is better than Ireland winning the World Cup. This is just incredible. I can't put it into words, but Jesus, I've been talking garbage for the last 10 minutes. So I apologize for that, but wow, amazing. Thanks guys. Just thank you. Have a good one. And I hope you, I hope you enjoy it, and I'm excited to hear the next podcast. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Cubs World Series champions! G'day, Cubs fans. It's Dallas. I've just got back to my apartment. It's 4 in the morning. What a night. What a night. Went to the Nisei Lounge in Wrigleyville. It was unbelievable. We all know. We all saw it. We all watched. What an incredible night. I even played Land Down Under. Man, it worked for me. They were all cheering me on. Aussies in the bar. The Aussies in the bar. Hugs and high fives all around. Walked right up past the marquee in Wrigleyville. Just unbelievable. Unbelievable. I'm still trying to comprehend that we've won the World Series. Anyway, just want to say a big shout out, big high five to all the Cubs fans who listen to the podcast. Thank you to everyone for all their love and support and messages. To all of us, enjoy. Enjoy. What an incredible night. This is unbelievable. So now I'm going to enjoy the parade in Chicago and then I'll fly back to Australia and get some sleep. Good on you, Cubs fans. We did it. We did it. Cubs, World Series champions.
Hey, guys. I'm a Cubs fan from growing up in Chicago, childhood, high school, Lincoln Park, and then Elmhurst. But now I live in Boise, Idaho. I haven't lived in Chicago since high school. And discovered your podcast just this year. Well, discovered all podcasts, actually, back in January of this year. And it's been so great to experience the season with all of you. And, like, you know, even hearing the fan comments when you have the live stuff going. And it's just really fun to have a little community of fans to share this with. And then what a season to have that. And I don't know, I'm just biking around Boise, Idaho, singing Go Cubs Go on a Thursday afternoon, and it's amazing. Thank you, Go Cubs.
Yeah, so this is Kevin, and it's now officially Friday morning, and I can't believe we're world champs. I live in Oklahoma City now, and I drove to my home, Champaign, Urbana, watching my friends and family. And this is the strangest, most glorious feeling ever. I never thought it was going to happen. Those pesky Indians scored 5 or 6 runs with 2 outs. Wonderful. But it's just 5 or 7, excuse me. Well, maybe 6 or 7. Oh, it's nuts. I'm so exhausted, but I can't stop thinking about the fact that we're world champions. You grew up in Central Illinois and you just deal with the torment of Cardinal fans who call you a loser and an idiot. And why don't you switch teams? And you can't believe anybody would raise their kid a Cubs fan. And the only fan base that couldn't even understand anything close to what we've gone through is the Red Sox. And they're so uppity and mighty now, which I can't wait to be like them. So, by the way, can Theo run for president? Thanks for all that you do, guys. Ivy MV podcast has been a glorious demeanor in this postseason. Appreciate it. And I can't make the parade this year, so I'm just going to go next year. Go Cubs.
Hi, guys. This is Dad from Memphis. I was asked, how did I celebrate the Cubs winning the World Series? I cheered, I cried, I got to call my dad, which was really cool, living 7 hours away from my dad, and him being the reason that I am a Cubs fan was really awesome, just to celebrate with him, and just get to enjoy the moment at midnight that the Cubs had finally done it. We had finally lifted the weight of all time. My dad had given up on the Cubs and after 03 because he had seen so much heartbreak, but the 2015 team brought him back to being a Cubs fan, which was incredible to watch, incredible to be a part of. I got to FaceTime Lauren from Cincinnati and Carrie from Louisville, and we just celebrated. We were joyful. There was tears. It was everything that it should have been and everything that I had dreamed that it would be. And I don't know if I've stopped celebrating over the past week or so, but I'm very, very grateful, and this will get me through the off season. Just to know that we're champs forever. Just like Anthony Rizzo said about Rossi when at the rally. So that's how I celebrated. I hope you guys have celebrated accordingly as well. Thanks, and have a blessed day. Go Cubs.
Can you believe these Cubs? I mean, they haven't even won a game in almost a week. How are we going to get through this?
Oh, hello. This is Bob in the UK. I think I've accidentally rung you up. Anyway, let's party like it's 1908. I feel like this ain't the end of something. This is the beginning of something. So go Cubs. This young team, it's the start of a dynasty. Lovely jubbly. Bye-bye.
What's up, guys? This is Donnie from way down south in Georgia. And I'm still just reeling from the Cubs victory. It doesn't seem real yet still. I was at my house watching it alone for the last out. I was with a buddy at his house, and then the Indians tied it up, and I was like, hey man, I gotta go home. I'm way too tense. I gotta go home and watch the rest of the game. So but a lot of things were going through my mind. My grandfather died early October, and he was such a big Cubs fan, and one of the reasons I've been a Cubs fan for my entire life. 1989 season was the first one I can remember. So I was thinking about him and wishing that he could have held on for another month to watch the Cubs win the World Series, and just, you know, crying and talking to my sister and my dad, and just kind of celebrating all together. And it was such a outrageous thing to watch, to see, to experience. And, you know, all the Cubs fans in Wrigleyville that I got to watch on video. It's a dream come true. And I wish that it felt more real, at this point, but I think it'll continue to set in. But, I'm so excited. I'm so happy for all of us Cubs fans, new and old, and I hope we have many more to come. But just a fantastic series, and I'm proud of all the guys that on the field that did such a good job, and they just proved to us that, you know, no matter if they're down, no matter what the score is, you know, they're not out of the game. And so anyway, I'm still excited. I'm still reeling from it, and I'm still not believing that it's true, but it is. So anyway, I love the show. I look forward to it every week, and go Cubs, and y'all take it easy. See ya.